Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have several topics I want to talk about, but let's start out with Americans duped and deceived by the elected officials. I want to look at several topics this morning. The census, the shutdown, who is essential and non-essential, the wall, and I have a story that's very heartwarming, the American dream. Now, I was taught in school, that was a long time ago, I know that, back when you had to know your Constitution, you had to take a test. We had to take a test in junior high, and then we had to take it again in high school. But I was taught that the census was to be taken every 10 years for the purpose to count the population, voting citizens, in which would determine your number of representatives. Now, on a side note, I'm going to chase a little rabbit here. Congress has been talking about, particularly the Democrats, that they want to change the senators to the same ratio as representatives. In doing this, their hopes are to bypass, believe it or not, the Electoral College and the majority or minorities of this and that. And if they continue to work the system to take away the Electoral College, we are done as an independent nation, a sovereign people. It's gone. But back to the census. The constitutional topic of the census is in Article 1, Section 2, and the Constitution includes the phrase, an enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall be law by law direct. So, does a federal judge have the authority to block a question suggested by the President of the United States on the census form? So that's kind of what I wanted to get to here, as well as I downloaded some census questions, and I wanted to bring those to you. This federal judge on Tuesday rejected President Donald Trump's administration, the plan to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census questionnaire. The U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman in Manhattan said the 18 U.S. state, 15 cities, and various civil rights groups that challenged Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross' addition to the question proved it as more likely than not that they would be harmed if it were added. Now, that's a bunch of hooey. You got that? This is about voting citizenship. It's not about your race. It's not about your color. It's not really about your gender. It's your voting establishment. It's where you, if you can vote. That's what a census is all about. How many people, how many representatives? Now, let's look at a census. Let's just look at one. This one is from 2010 that I downloaded. And the questions. Now, I heard last night, I didn't have a chance to really investigate that the citizenship question had been on the census, but President Barack Obama removed it. So now it's immoral, it's wrong, it's against the law, it's crazy. So if you look at the questions on these on the census, it's a bunch of repetition. Now, the first question, how many people are living or staying in this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1, 2020? And then there's a little box for you to fill in how many people. Number two, Were there any additional people staying here April 1, 2010 that you did not include in the question number one? Oh, did you lie on question number one? That's question number two. Number three, is this house, apartment, or mobile home? Which is it? Is it a house? Is it an apartment? Or is it a mobile home? Now, why is that important to know as far as how many representatives you have? Number four, what is your telephone number? We may call if we don't understand an answer. So they list a place there for you to put your phone number. Number five, please provide information for each person living here, starting with person number one, I guess, living here, who owns or rents this house, apartment. In other words, if you're the head of the house there, you own that mobile home, you're the one paying the rent on the apartment, or you own that house. So you're number one. That's person number one. First question for person number one is your name, obviously. Second question for person number one, what sex are you? Well, now I would think in the last year and a half, that would be a question they shouldn't be asking, because who knows? Number seven, what is person number one's age and what is person number one's date of birth? And I'm thinking, okay, these guys, they went to school, right? So they have to have your age and your date of birth. They can't figure it out. Because you know this goes into a computer. And they can't figure out your age, so you have to put it down for them. It also says, please answer both questions 8 about Hispanic origin and question 9 about race. For this census, Hispanic origins are, I can't read the end of the question. It didn't come on the back of the page here. So then it goes into, what number is number person number one? Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? And it doesn't ask you if you're Italian, if you're Irish, or if you're black, or if you're white. Why do you think that is? Just why do you think that is? What is person number one's race? There it goes on now. Are you white? Are you black, African American, or Negro? American Indian or Alaskan Native. Now, what difference does any of that make? And why is the Latino question separate from the race question? Okay, let's go on. It also asks if you're Asian, Indian, Chinese, Filipino, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Native Hawaiian. Now, why does that matter? Guatemalan, Somalian, other Pacific Islander. I'm thinking the people that fill these things out, that create these census, might be considered non-essential. I'm just saying. So does person number one sometimes live or stay somewhere else? That's number 10. If more people were counted in question number one, continue with person number two. And then it goes to the same questions for each person. And I'm not sure how many people it has. 6. So when we were filling this out, I do remember here several years ago when we were filling it out, they didn't have enough. That was when I still had all the kids at home, because it only went to 6 and we had 7. So we had to add some to it. These questions are less important. I guess I can kind of halfway understand the sex, although that's also a question these days. But it doesn't matter what race. In my opinion, if possibly I'm wrong, I know it did matter back in one day, but it doesn't matter about the race, and it certainly doesn't matter which origin you were from when you're Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish. Why does that matter in a census? When the most important thing, which the judge has denied, is whether you're a citizen of the United States, a voting citizen of the United States of America. The census. Every 10 years, I read 2010, I have 2018. That's not 10. 877-895-5410 is the number to call if you're going to talk about the census. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking right this moment about the census, and then we will move on. But now I have in my hand a 2018 census test. It's a test. Let me see. That's the 2010. Call it a test? Well, it still looks bad. No. Okay. So many of the questions are the same, but they get in more detail here. So, under does this person usually live here or stay somewhere else, it's got no. These are the categories. No. Yes for college. Yes for military assignment. Yes for a job or business. Yes in a nursing home. Yes with a parent or a relative. Yes at a seasonal or second residence. Yes in a jail or prison. Yes for another reason. And then for number three, when it asks the sex of the person, no, it asks, how is this person related to person number one? Because this is question for person number two. Opposite sex, husband, wife, or spouse. Opposite sex, unmarried partner. Same sex, husband, wife, or spouse. Same sex, unmarried partner. Biological son or daughter. Adopted son or daughter. Stepson or stepdaughter. Brother or sister. Father or mother. Child. Grandchild. Parent-in-law. Son-in-law or daughter-in-law, other relative, roommate or housemate, foster child, other non-relative. And what is the person's sex? And it only gives two questions, male or female. what is the person's age? And again, it asks you for your date of birth as well as your age because they can't figure it out. It goes on, and I think, you know, you want to talk about something I think is discriminatory. I don't like to use the name racist because I throw that out too much, the word racist. But in number six, as on the other one, this one is 2018, you know, and the one I read previously was 2010. It says, is this person of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? One or more boxes. Add print origins. I don't know what that means. And print origins. Okay, so the boxes are no, not Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin. Or yes, Mexican, Mexican-American, or Chicano. Chicano. Yes, Puerto Rican. Yes, Cuban. Yes, another Hispanic, Latino. Why are they separating the Hispanic from everyone else? Why is that? To me, that's discriminatory. So they've got a special little section here in number six in 2018, but then number seven goes into the race card. Are you white? Are you black? Are you African-American? Are you American Indian, Alaskan Native? Okay, last I knew, Alaska was a state, and anybody born there, they are considered citizens of the United States, as well as Hawaii, and it asks that one, too. And it goes on to ask if you're Chinese, Filipino, the same as we had on the last one. So, to me, I obviously think that these census are more about controlling the people and numbering the people than they are about getting an idea of the population for your representation. We're going to go to Neil in Missouri. I knew I'd get Neil interested. Hey, Neil, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. Your program's coming in really clear today for some reason. I usually have a hard time hearing you, but I guess it's the weather conditions. I'm getting a really clear signal, but you're talking about the census, and there's no reason for any of these questions except just counting the number of people and whether or not you're an Indian living on the reservation, according to the Constitution. If you're an Indian living on the reservation and you don't pay any federal tax, then you're not counted. Because you're technically a separate nation. But anybody else gets counted, and it doesn't matter whether you're a citizen or not. And it doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter what or your origin is. These are all just questions you bring up the issue of Latino and white. Okay, why do they want to keep track of the Latinos? Because a lot of your Latinos, when they answer the race question, they count themselves as white. Well, the government knows they're not. You know, because they're mixed, and therefore they want to keep track of the white population. The front page of the Springfield News Leader in 2010, after the last census, had a headline article, a story about, for the first time in the history of the United States, the non-Latino white population of the United States had dropped below 50%. And really, that's what they're keeping track of, and we're down to about 35% now.
So, But is that really of significance on a census?
No.
It's just for them to keep track of us.
Yeah, they want to keep track of the people and what the population, what comprises the population, so they can figure out how many people could actually claim sovereign status if they cleaned up their legal status. See, only citizens have the right to run the country. But since we don't have any citizens left, we only have citizen subjects, they don't have to worry about sovereign citizens taking their country back because there aren't any. At least I've never found one. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I can't find a sovereign citizen. I don't qualify because I don't own any property. If you're not a property owner, you can't be sovereign. So, and if you have a Social Security number, you can't be sovereign because you've traded off your sovereignty for 14th Amendment citizen subject status. So, when the objective is extermination of the white race, then you want to keep track of how many white people are left. You know, because that's what they're up to. We've gone from 35% of the population in the year 1900 to less than 7% of the world population today. So, and if we want to get into it, it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, I did my part. I did my part to keep us going.
The only thing they have to determine on the census, they can be required to determine by the Constitution, is whether or not they're an Indian who's living on the reservation. Everybody else gets counted. It doesn't matter whether you're a citizen or not. Because, remember, this is for representation. The representatives, you know, are there to represent the people. And a lot of the people, whether they can vote or not, it doesn't make any difference. They're representing those people regardless of whether or not they're citizens and whether or not they can vote.
Well, I know we had a census one year. And maybe it was the census that the U.S. Department of Agriculture was putting out. Maybe I've got them confused. But there was a census one year, and my husband and I sat down, we were filling it out, and it was asking questions like, how far away from work do you live? You know, and how many miles you had to drive to go to work? And they wanted to know questions like that, which is none of their business. And so, again, it's all about counting you and controlling you.
Yeah. Knowledge is power. The more information they have, the more they can control you. And that's why they built that massive computer center, the biggest on the planet, out at Salt Lake City, Utah, for the NSA, the National Security Agency, because they are the chief intelligence gathering agency. In fact, they're recording this phone call right now. They've been recording all telecommunications since the early 70s. And the reason I know this is because I had an uncle that was real high up in the NSA when he retired.
I know somebody's listening, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're not just listening. They're recording all this. If you mention
well, I'm in a heap of trouble.
Well, I'm sure they're checking on you every day, but, you know, because you get people calling in with issues and ideas that they don't want heard by the public. You know, that's why people like me are shut down. I can't get Facebook, YouTube, anything. I can't get on any platform on the Internet.
Interesting.
And it's because they connect you to your phone number, and once they've got your phone number on the blacklist, and it's like a lot of these right-wing or conservative talk show hosts are being booted off the Internet,
yeah.
You know, on all kinds of platforms. There was a guy just this morning who does financial issues on another channel, on another station. You know, he does financial issues, and he's been booted off YouTube now. So he's still on Facebook and a few of the others, but it's just a matter of time before they shut that down because he's putting out information they don't want the people to have.
Amazing. We have allowed an awful lot of infringements on our lives, haven't we?
Oh,
unbeknownst.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some of it, you know, when some of it all started, we believed what we were being told. And I don't think too many people believe anything anymore. It's just, I don't know what. We need to turn it around, though. I appreciate it, Neil. Thank you. We're heading into break. Come back. I want to talk about this shutdown. And Pelosi has asked Trump. She's asked Trump to do something. I'm going to share that when we come back from this break. So we're turning the topic around. We're not going to talk about the census right now. So if you got a call about the shutdown and the wall, we'll take that. But I want to give you what Pelosi has asked the president this morning. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So, one thing we witnessed in the last couple of days is those federal workers that are still showing up to work and not getting paid. And then we have Congress not showing up to work and getting paid. Something's wrong with that picture, isn't it? So I wanted to do a little research, and I thought it would happen quickly, but it could not happen quickly because government is so big and complex and top-heavy. By the way, it's expensive. So I think if there's anything we should learn from this shutdown is that we need to trim it up. Desperately need to trim it up. This article was dated back in January of 2018, and it was a Republican wanted to know the majority house. They wanted to know who is non-essential. Who are these non-essential employees? And I really didn't find anything in this particular one other than generalizing. But I felt like this was kind of funny. This said, I personally feel like saying non-essential is kind of like, if you go on vacation, we can find a way to make sure the work gets done if you take a week-long vacation. And I've never been in a job where somebody did my job while I was gone on vacation. I've always been the person who had to do it when I got back, so it was piled up. So you worked furiously before you went on vacation, and you worked furiously when you got back from vacation. So when I was working for, say, like with Derry Brownfield, I had to make sure articles and things like that that he was getting ready, depending on the timing of my departure. I had a son getting married. I was going to be gone. I didn't have a choice of the date. And so I had to make sure that his newsletter, which went out monthly, was ready before I went out. And I tried to be ready and make except for, at least with my contribution to that, the ones that I write, that they were ready to go into the publication as soon as I got back. In other words, I had to write the articles a couple of months ahead and make sure I was ready. But it says during the last government shutdown, which was in 2013, they had 850,000 workers that were considered non-essential. It also says here that the term essential and non-essential employees was changed to accepted and not accepted back in 1995, but they still use the original talking point or word for that. So looking at this, and like I said, it was not going to happen easily like I expect. I just wanted to list, you know, what people were and weren't. But we go into all these different departments of government, the bureaucracy, and it is crazy. Of course, the fact that we mentioned last week that we have 2 million, over 2 million federal workers, and around 850 or 860,000 are considered unaccepted or non-essential. So here's one. It talks about the monuments that were shut down. Now, this was 2013, the shutdown. It says, although members of Congress were guaranteed to get paid during the shutdown, they have a wide latitude in deciding which employees to keep on the job and which, if any, to furlough. Many members elected to keep their entire staff on the payroll in order to continue serving constituents. Oh, sure. That's what they were doing. It also says, are you ready for the? I hope you're sitting down. Put your coffee down. I don't want you to spit on the table. The House members' gym, was directed to remain operational while the gym for congressional staff closed as planned. Dozens of House members live in their government offices to save personal expenses and use the House gym to shower. Now, think about that. Think about that for just a moment. The USDA website. Now, we were talking this morning, Rudy and I were talking this morning about who is essential and who is non-essential. You would think all the file clerks would be considered non-essential at this point. There shouldn't be any work to file anyway because nothing's getting done. So you'd think that, and I'm sure we have a bunch in a gob of those, and I'm not speaking against file clerks. I have been a file clerk in my day. And I will take that back about never having a job that I got taken care of, and I did when I worked for that medical clinic and I was a switchboard operator. Obviously, somebody took care of that when I was gone. I didn't get much vacation, though. So here's the USDA website. It's shut down. This was 2013. It says the meat and poultry and grain inspectors continued working. Now, you would think that anything that had to do with life, you know, there was a life and death thing, if it's so important, that would continue. But that has not necessarily been the case. So it says, however, the U.S. Department of Agriculture did not issue a statistical or economic report. So they had the inspectors going, but they didn't issue any reports. Now, I thought this was humorous how this was worded. It says the special supplement nutrition program for women, infants, and children, that's the WIC program, that was greatly curtailed. I thought that was fairly humorous how they worded that. It says the Forest Service closed its offices and furloughed the vast majority of its staff, with only some law enforcement and firefighter staff staying on duty. Now, there's a whole bunch that it says in this. I'm just kind of skipping around. The National Organic Program, which confirms that food labeled as organic actually meets organic standards, was suspended, as was a program that confirms the importance imported foods are correctly labeled with their country of origin labeling. That shouldn't matter anymore. They repealed that, right? I thought this was interesting stats. Now, remember, this shut down in 2013, and I doubt that it's a whole lot different now. Weather Service, let's see, the Commerce Department furloughed 40,234 of its 46,420 employees. Wow. The United States Patent and Trademark Office planned to stay open. Why? For 3 to 4 weeks using funds from the fees it collects. The National Weather Service provided weather forecasts, watches, and warnings normally as critical to protecting lives and property. Some activities related to weather research and developing improvements to the global forecast system ceased. The Commerce Department did not release data on the state of economy. This is like 18 pages long, and it goes through all of these. All of these departments, the Department of Labor, the Department of State, the Department of Transportation, the military academies, it goes through all of them. The Internal Revenue Service, the Department, it's by the way, you're going to get your checks. Department of Veterans Affairs, Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. You'd think they could shut that down. It's not necessary, is it? Federal Communications Commission, Federal Funded Research and Development Centers, General Service Administration, Intelligence Agencies. It goes on and on with all these, with all the bureaus. And it's just absolutely crazy. Well, so we have this shutdown. We have people out of work. And this is what Nancy Pelosi has asked the president today. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has sent President Trump a letter, according to the reports from Fox News. The letter asks the president to postpone the State of Union or to deliver a written copy of the speech to Congress at least until the government shutdown ends. She's not planning on ending it, is she? Sadly, she says, given the security concerns, why do they have security concerns? Don't they have a wall? And unless government reopens this week, I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after the government has reopened. I guess she's going to have to show up to work in order to work together. I have a warm, fuzzy story. Yes, there is the American dream, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSE Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL-1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're going to go to Joe from Arkansas. Joe, I'm going to ask you to be quick because I really have a nice story that I want to share about the American dream. But have you heard about Nancy Pelosi this morning?
Yeah, I heard about that. And I think the only reason that she wants him to delay the State of the Union speech or put it in writing for Congress is that she knows that when President Trump makes a speech, he tells the truth, he talks about reality, the American people love it, and he gets more support from the American people.
I think so, too.
So she's afraid that if he goes ahead and does the speech, he's going to get a lot of support from the American people for his position on the wall and on the shutdown. And she doesn't want that. I think that's the only reason.
And it's going to be on camera. And she's going to be right there getting her face, making all those faces with her lips that she does where she twists around and everything. She's going to get all that on camera because she's going to be mad and disgusted. She had a pretty good makeup artist on the other day on her. She did pretty well as far as her makeup, I thought.
Well, I guess that shows if you've got the money to hire the best makeup artist in California, then you know you'll be able to find somebody that can make anything look good.
Well, it couldn't make her stop twitching her mouth.
Well, I suppose a good makeup artist could make a pig look like Miss America.
You know, Nancy is aging and everything, but she's. They had somebody on the other night that likes to do the body language reading, and I've noticed this twisting of her lips and her mouth and her jaws around a lot in the last couple of years. She might be under a lot of stress, Joe. And that is a body language that exemplifies disgust and contempt. She has contempt. And they said even for Schumer, because she did that when she was turning the mic over to Schumer. But she has contempt for everyone. She's just she's a very unhappy woman and very wealthy, but not very happy. So,
does her face seem to go into involuntary movements?
No, I don't think they're involuntary.
Okay. Okay.
They may not. She may not realize she's doing it, but it's not like a twitch, like she's got, you know, like a physical problem. It's
so it's their soul is coming out.
Yeah, I think that's that's one way of putting it, Joe. Thank you. That was a good one. Thank you very much. I come across this story. This is from the Daily Caller. And it says, my story is an example. And this is an immigrant. And he explains how his life became the American dream. Says the American dream is said to be dying, but one immigrant from Ghana rejects this idea. Stephen Osi immigrated to the United States in the late 1970s from Kumasi, Ghana, in pursuit of a better life for him and his family. Now an American citizen, he describes the difficult story in his book, I Love America, and outlines how anyone in the United States can succeed if they try. The fact you are born poor, this doesn't mean you grow up to be poor. And he explains in an interview with the Daily Caller. Mr. Osi grew up without electricity or running water in the village of Osonamaso, I'm sure I didn't pronounce that correctly, just an hour north of the city of Kumasi. And it wasn't until he turned 12 years old when his brother moved from Kumasi so he would attend school did he get his first pair of shoes. He was able to complete his schooling and even went on to graduate from Wesley College, becoming a school teacher. While he was in school, he met three Americans that were in the Peace Corps, and the idea of moving to the United States became his life's ambition. I knew someday, if I got a chance to come to America, I'd be successful. But he met his first obstacle before he could even fill out an application for a visa. He needed a bank account in order to apply. I was a school teacher making the equivalent of $32 a month. How was I going to save anything as a school teacher? I didn't have a bank account, so there was no way I was ever going to get a visa. And then, one afternoon, it all changed for him. I saw a white man walking between two Ghanaians. This man turned out to be an American and eventually agreed to go to the embassy to vouch for him. Using the limited funds he had, Stephen picked his new friend up in a taxi from the Ambassador Hotel, and together they went to the embassy. And after a 5-minute interview, he was granted his visa to visit the United States. Because of his white friend from America, I met miraculously. They did not ask for my bank account. Without this white friend, there was no way I could have obtained my visa and made it to this country. Once in the States, he worked two jobs every day for 7 years before he was able to save up enough money to buy a house for his mother in Ghana and bring his family overseas. Osi says he is successful because he worked hard and never allowed himself to be a victim. I don't believe that white Americans are trying to put anybody down to be successful. I don't believe it. It's not true. My story is an example. Here, someone who came from Africa with an accent and a little money. How did I become successful? No one put me down. I worked hard. And it paid off. If you don't succeed in America, don't blame anybody. It's all on you. It's a warm story of a friend that he met miraculously. He didn't know this man. Just bumped into him on the street there in his little village there in town in Africa. They have nothing in many countries. People of all colors. They have nothing. Even the poorest in America are richer than most. And yet we are the most ungrateful. And I'm speaking about myself as well. We take it for granted. Immigrants are good. This is a good man. He's a good addition to this nation. And most of them would be. The problem at the wall is security for this nation, as well as for the people who are trying to sneak across here and being taken advantage of and being raped and being taken to the cleaners and murdered and whatever. We need to recognize what we have, and it's okay to share it. It's okay to be generous. It's okay to stand up for someone. You know, sometimes you get taken to the cleaners too. He met a good man. I think God's hand was in that. Sometimes we don't meet good men, but we need to be the good man, the good person that other people meet. We need to realize that that American dream is still alive, and it is up to us to be the storm, keep that dream alive, and to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.